Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from Cambridge, England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the community there. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, The Man Who Took His Job Seriously.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus made a tour throughout all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of diseases and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he felt sorry for them because they were harassed and dejected, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is rich, but the labourers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send labourers to his harvest." He summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits with power to cast them out, and to cure all kinds of diseases and sickness. The Gospel of the Lord. In Britain and Germany, and I think most of the United States, we tend to think of the great earthquake in the history of the Church as being the Reformation. In France, Italy and Spain, most Catholics would say it was the French Revolution. Certainly for those countries, it was devastating. The Church was shaken to its foundations, it was wrecked. What was left behind was apparently just debris. And yet, we always come from under the rubble and build again. In fact, the Church before the French Revolution, throughout Europe, was in many ways a strange mixture of devotion, concern, dedication. Also a sort of Catholicism that was rather indifferent, average, ordinary, very embedded in ordinary life. Many places a local bishop would bless the first bread of the season, all sorts of rituals like this. The priests themselves were remarkably secular, often not particularly accredited to any diocese. No one would find it strange that the local village priest would also be the local village butcher. That was the life of many priests. They'd say a mass in the morning, if there was an offering attached. Spend the rest of the day trying to make money in other ways. On the whole, they seemed to have kept their promise of celibacy. They weren't corrupt, on the whole. They weren't really people who took being a priest all that seriously. It was a means of money which required a certain amount of piety, but not too much. The French Revolution, the earthquake, shook everything to its foundations, but also shook away the idea of the priest as just someone who said Mass. That's the key to the story of today's saint, St. John Vianney, known as the Curé d'Ars, Curé of a small village. He himself didn't think that being a priest was a particularly important thing, at least for sanctity. Any priest who wished to become a saint or to grow in holiness would have to join a sodality, become a religious or a monk. And in fact, 4 times he tried to do just that, but couldn't leave this village he'd ended up. He lived through the French Revolution. He survived the revolution. He was a deserter. He managed to avoid serving in the army, or at least serving in action in the army. And then when he finally fulfilled his dream of training as a priest, he appeared to be spectacularly unintelligent, which is odd because he did many years to read the Bible. I'm sure he knew the Bible in Latin at least much better than I do. There was something very dull, slow, plodding about him. So they sent him to the small village. And there there's a tension. On the one hand, as I said, he took his job seriously. That's the story of a man who took being a parish priest fully seriously. He understood that it was concern for the souls of others. He also didn't associate priesthood with sanctity. See, however odd that seems to us, that was the case. Being a priest was just basically having the blank canvas to write on. He could grow as a priest. He didn't need to. The most respected people were often regarded for the sanctity who weren't priests at all. In the post-revolutionary times was also the great growth in female religious life. The nuns, the many convents, dotting up. Far more, in fact, than before the French Revolution. And of course, they spread beyond the confines of Europe. You know what great effects they had in the New World, in the Americas, in Australia, parts of Africa, India. We know how that spread. What about priesthood? Priesthood in itself. Well, John Vianney was a saint, despite his belief that it was very hard, if not impossible, to become a saint as a parish priest. That's exactly what he became. And he became famous. People came from great distances to have their confession heard by him. There was also a growth in a sense of the idea of priesthood as indeed first and foremost a way to holiness. Even now some priests don't seem to think that. And I think the strange thing in the modern age is that this preoccupation with the sexual sins of priests, which have been terrible, as we know, predatory often, destructive, abusive of others, actually witnesses to a strange sense, even in the most secular parts of the world, that the priest should be more. But the desecration of the priesthood is the greatest desecration. And a lot of that comes from that personality, this not very intelligent, but very pious, very relentless, very committed, very simplistic man who took the job of being a priest seriously. Gradually, the world has come to respect the idea of priesthood, despite the many examples of people failing to live to that ideal. We need to do more. We need to see ourselves as all called to sanctity, as the Second Vatican Council asked. Every job is a way to holiness, if it's done right, if it's taken seriously. The priests need to be an example. At the very least, an example of the willingness to repent, to confess their sins, to rely on God. They will fail. They do fail. I know how much I have failed. But the power of God is in mercy and in blessing, in confession, in truth. All we need are priests to take their job seriously. All we need are Catholics to take all of their jobs seriously. And the world will be redeemed.